Western New York CJ Country presents Section 5 Football. Tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hart's Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia. Reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics. Start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry. For the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edel Rock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom. Your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club. Welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia. Your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. And by Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
And now, let's head to the booth with Jimmy Jam and John Carlson.
All right, good evening from Warsaw High School. It's Halloween with November weather. It's a Friday night, and that means playoff football right here on CJ Country. Tonight, the Class C quarterfinals as Letchworth Perry Warsaw is hosting the number 7 seed Bath Haverling Rams. These two teams saw each other earlier this season. LPW coming out on top with a 22-6 win during their 5-game win streak. The Rams just snapped a 6-game slide with a win over Hornell Arc Port Canisarega, 34-6. It was their best offensive outing of the year. So maybe they're catching fire at the right time. We will find that out. LPW has been leaning on their running. Did a great job of running by committee. Jake McIntyre back in the lineup. They had Caden Zimriski and Logan Gaff and Aiden Shelley and a bunch of great guys who can pound the rock. And I expect no different tonight. John Carlson with me, my broadcast partner. And you look at these two heading into the postseason. Does Bath Haverling get momentum from that win last week, or is it a byproduct when they play another 2-16? Can they hang with this physical LPW squad tonight?
Well, I think they can hang. Well, the game we had 3 weeks ago was a close game, and LPW pulled away toward the end. But I think Haverling can definitely hang in there. And like you said, I think that game last week gives them some confidence, and we'll see a nice fast track here tonight. You never know.
A lot of the rain has subsided. We had rain pretty much the last 2 days. A good soaking rain, and the winds we had earlier today, in some areas were up to 40 mile an hour gusts. That's not so much a factor tonight. You get a little bit of wind moving some things around, moving the flags around, but for the most part, things have died down. So we should have a dry track, and it should be good for football tonight. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back, and we'll tell you about the other games happening in sectional action this weekend as the playoffs have begun. It's Jimmy, it's John. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
At Warsaw Central School, it is Jimmy, it's John for CJ Country as LPW gets set to take on Hammerling. And John, this is the opening weekend for the quarterfinals here in Section 5 football. As far as our local teams are concerned and the classes that concern us, what's happening? Who's playing?
Yeah, so in Class C, we have the basically split in brackets. The one bracket tonight, obviously this game here, hosting Hammerling, and the Arcananas against Hornell, Arcport, Canis, Rega. And then tomorrow in Class C, Alexander Pembroke is hosting Livonia, and Leroy Caledon and Munford is hosting, the Alexander Pembroke Livonia game is here, and then Leroy is, Cal Mum is hosting Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, and then in Class D tonight, Genesee Mount Morris is at Avon, Oakfield, Alabama. Elba is at Canisteo Greenwood.
You know, in LPW's class, Alexander Pembroke has been, as they say, a wagon this year. They've been dominant. Do you feel like it's theirs to lose? Anything can happen come playoff time, but do you feel like this is kind of like their sectionals to lose because they're so good?
Yeah, Alexander Pembroke, they're kind of on their own plane. It's the New York State sports writers. Alexander Pembroke is number 9. Yerganon is 19, and Letchworth Warsaw Perry is number 20. So Alexander Pembroke has established himself as kind of a notch above the others, but you never know how it's going to play out.
Wind-wise, when you were coming in and stuff, like I said, the wind has died down a little bit. You think it's something any of what's left from the gust we were having this morning could affect the passing game at all? Because Burlingame for Hammerling will throw the ball at times.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, it's kind of funny because the flag is fairly still, but you can see the flags on the goalpost moving a little. So I don't think it's going to be enough to really affect the passing game. It, you know, maybe here or there could be a gust, but other than that, it's not bad.
And like we said before, dry track probably means ball security. They LPW does such a great job handling the ball. They don't commit a whole lot in the way of turnovers. So that shouldn't be a factor tonight. It was funny, though, how it played into last week's game with Arcananda. How, you know, Arcananda had a bad first half, and once they cleaned up the mistakes, then they found what they needed to get ahead. How does LPW, you know, how do they adjust after that? That was a tough loss to take.
Yeah, it was a tough loss, but, I mean, in some ways, it really didn't affect their standings.
Right.
So, it's a tough loss, you know, to lose the senior night, you know, at Letchworth. So that part is tough, but realistically, standing-wise, it didn't hurt them. They were without a couple of the key players last week, McIntyre and Braden Merritt. Merritt is not playing tonight, but McIntyre is back, so that'll help them.
All right. And as the Hammerling Rams make their way to the center of the field, we're going to have the national anthem coming up here shortly after the, bring the captains out and do the coin toss here as we move through halftime. So we're going to step away, and we will come back as soon as we can, get things going. But sit tight for Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel, oil, and propane supplier, there is still time. time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Finally. All right, back at Warsaw High School as the captains are out of the field there. Rocky Malagi out there for Haverling along with Dante Neely, Dayton Orlowski, and Gage Thomas. And waiting to see here whoever won the toss is deferring there. But it wasn't, they had him facing instead of turning him around to see. I don't know who's got what. Now they finally got to do it, I guess. Okay, so Haverling's won the toss, but they're going to defer. LPW is going to get the ball first, going from your radio left to right. LPW in all black, and Haverling is in their white with white helmets, white pants, and blue numbers.
And for LPW, their captains were Maddox Kelly, Aiden Shelley, Carter Pricer, and Caden Sumariski.
What would you like to see at LPW tonight? Is there anything particular, maybe a player who hasn't been part of the mix lately, or what do you want to see them do, or what do you want to see?
Well, just a clean game as much as possible without the turnovers. And I mentioned, you know, Carter Pricer, he had some, I think, some good catches earlier in the year. It doesn't feel like they've used him a whole lot lately, so maybe get him involved a little more on the offensive end.
Justin Mann and Ronan Merritt are going to be deep for LPW, standing back at their 10 to receive this kick. As the quarterfinals get ready to get underway, Colton Fleming will handle kicking duties for the Rams from the 40.
The Rams.
Definitely a cooler night than we've had all season long. Fleming approaches the ball, and we're getting ready to get underway. And it's a decent kick. Low trajectory, taken at the 10-yard line. Merritt up to the 20, to the 30-yard line. He's going to get spun around and brought down the marker. Probably get up his progress at the 30. It'll be first and 10 for LPW.
Yeah, so Ron Merritt with a nice, really a nice job fielding that ball. It was a kind of a low liner, field it cleanly on the one hop, and sets LPW up.
Carney Hendricks on the tackle.
So first and 10 from the 30-yard line. And the LPW can be assured of another home playoff game with a win. tonight. Then, you know, determination where it's going to be will be is, you know, second nature, but or second, you know, not known yet, but it will be soon. Power T formation, handoff, and that is Merritt. Rhoda Merritt there with a gain of about 6 yards on the play. They're going to be a second down at four.
Yeah, the Merritt off the right side, and not as much sleight of hand as we've seen from LPW, at least on the first handoff. So no. Just as kind of a straight-ahead handoff, nice gain.
I think they use it so much, sometimes it's maybe, you know, you change it up a little bit, change up the look so the other team doesn't expect it. Two men in the backfield this time, and it's going to be Merritt again, and this time they meet him right away. He's going to get maybe the original line of scrimmage, but that's it. It'll be third down and three.
Merritt on the carry. Yeah, so sets up a big early third down situation for LPW.
Neely on the tackle.
They're going to give him a little bit of progress, but it's still a third down and three. From the right hash. Wind picking up a little bit out there. LPW breaking the huddle. Pricer set up on the end of the line in the power tee. Three backs back there. Kelly Anderson, we're going to get a false start right there. It's one of the LPW linemen. Did he fall forward or Joe Leach?
Yeah, unfortunately, fell forward and five-yard penalty bring up third and about eight.
Yeah, it looked like a fall because, like, that's an unusual way to lurch. He just kind of tipped over. So that's a five-yard penalty. It'd be third down and eight now. It's going to put the ball at the 32-yard line. And Kelly will bring the play in. And they're starting off tonight with Simariski, Gath, and Ronan Merritt as the power T there. Simariski off the left side, trying to find a place to move there and up the middle. Good second effort, pushing forward. He got a bunch of yards back, got the 5 yards back. We're looking at a fourth down at three.
For 5 yards.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there, so it looks like LPW will be forced to punt on their first possession.
So deep for the Rams will be number 21, and that's Asher Fiennes, or Fiennes, who's going to stand back and receive this, standing back at around his 30-yard line. The wind is kind of blowing in LPW's face if you look at the one flagpole across the way. Man will punt this away. Snap. Oh, and now he's got to go for it. I don't know if that was a fake or intended. Oh, he moved to avoid the rush and punted it away. It wasn't pretty, but he avoided it getting blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 46 of Haverling. We'll be back at 30 at Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
All right, first play, back to action. A second too late there, but a first down carry by Dayton Orlowski, and that's going to be a first down into LPW territory, but a flag on the play.
Yeah, flag so, immediately, so I think it's going to be offensive. Yep, we got a holding.
It'll be a holding. So a 10-yard penalty wiping that out because that was a run for at least 25 yards, it looked like, down the left sideline.
Yeah, they just kind of a pitch out and right down the left sideline. Nice gain, but the flag came almost immediately, so... We'll see if LPW, you know, we talked about them. Sometimes they're the first drive, they just make some adjustments after that, and we'll see how they do here.
Yeah, their opponents tend to make a little hay on the first drive, and then LPW does make some great adjustments. Ball is now back at the 36-yard line there, so it'll be a first and 20 for the Rams. Burlingame, the quarterback under center from the eye with a receiver to the right, and it's a handoff off the left side there, going to be met right away and maybe even lost a yard on the play there. Didn't see who carried that. I think that was Orlowski on the carry. Yeah, it was. And he got snowed under.
Yeah, nothing doing there. So good first scrimmage play for LPW after that penalty. Looks like maybe they even lost a yard.
Loss of a yard on the play. Not the second and 21.
Call it second and 21. They'll send a receiver out to the left side. Colton Fleming, one to the right. Burlingame under center. Now they sent Orlowski out to the left side. And right up the middle there, nice carry. We're going to pick up about 6 yards on the play, but looking at a third down at about 15 here, John.
Yeah, I think it was McIntyre that came in for the tackle for LPW. Bring up third and long for Haverling.
Fleming on the carry there.
Fleming on the carry. Get a five.
Clock moving. No score in this ball game. 8:28 to go here in quarter number 30, one between 16. LPW and Haverling. Aiden Shelley going into the game. McIntyre coming to the sideline. Coming back from injury, and I wonder if he's trying to work his way through it.
Yeah, probably maybe a pitch count for him.
They'll send a receiver to the right, one to the left from the eye now. Burlingame. Eye formation. And now we're going to get a false start, I think. Yep, false start. 5-yard penalty there. So now a third and 20 for Haverling. So they've kind of derailed their own cause here.
Yeah, two penalties on their first four snaps. And just like that penalty hurt LPW, we'll see what it does to Haverling here.
And the ref gets the clock moving again here. Play coming in from the sidelines. On a chilly night here. Well, that's relative, but welcome fall weather. November weather is here. This time the Rams sent three people to the right. Quarterback from the gun. Back to pass, rolling, trying to find a receiver, throws downfield, trying to find a man, and it's going to be caught at the 20, 15, down as a 10. And a completion on the play there to number 20, I want to say that Saban's number 26 on the reception from Gage Thomas.
Saban's on the reception.
Yeah, outstanding pass that time by Thomas, and the Warsaw LPW defender was there, but just didn't quite, wasn't able to break up the pass, so give Haverling credit.
51-yard gain.
They're gonna mark it down at the 12-yard line, 13-yard line here for Haverling there on a 51-yard completion reception from Gage Thomas, the quarterback. Thomas, handoff, off the left side, trying to find a man, and he does, down to the 2-yard line on the play there. Once again, that's Saban's on the carry, I believe.
Saban's on the carry.
Yeah, just a quick hitter up the middle, and shredded the LPW defense that time, bring up first and goal.
Actually, I think 28's on the carry on that, but I don't see them on the roster unless you have it, John.
No.
Because Saban's is 26, but that's 28 back there. Under center from the eye. Receiver to the right, one to the left on first and goal from the one. And it's going to be a quick handoff in. And wait for the official signal. We got a touchdown. 6-0 Rams with a conversion to come.
Yeah, so they overcome the two penalties and score the first points of the game.
Waiting on the conversion. .643 to go here in quarter number one. This quarterfinal game. 2-6 Haverling striking first in this ballgame with a touchdown on a great long pass. Here they go with a conversion try now. And that's going to be Fleming attempting this one. Bobble snap, kick is up, and it's going to get blocked. 6-0. We'll come back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
And back at Warsaw High School, 6-0 Haverling over LPW. And Rhoda Merritt taking the ball at the 15 to the 20, 25, 30. And brought down right around the 30-yard line. So there we go. Going to be they're going to mark him officially at the 20? 32, actually. 32-yard line. So first and 10 for LPW.
Yes, yeah, so LPW, a kind of unfamiliar territory, trailing here after being stopped on their first possession. So we'll see if they can get things going here.
First drive did not...
I just figured
the first drive here wasn't very successful for them.
The speakers after the season, allegedly.
Gotcha. And we'll see what they can dial up here from the power tee here on a first and 10 from the 33. Kelly under center. And now he's looking toward the sidelines here, so we might get a change in the play or an adjustment of some kind. Sumariski off left side. Gain of about 3-4 yards on the play. Looks like more like three. It'll be second out of seven.
For a couple. Nearly on the tackle for the Rams.
Yeah, so Sumariski off the left side. Nothing nothing breaking yet for LPW, but I'm sure they get rolling here on offense.
LPW going from your radio left to right here. Sumariski, Gath, and Merritt in the backfield. Kelly waits. Handoff. And it's going to be a keeper by him off the left side. He cuts up inside, and he's going to pick up another 3, maybe 4 yards on the play. You're looking at a most likely a third down and 3 or 2.
Yeah, Kelly, he's done that a number of times this year where he'll fake the handoff. In fact, he had one of the Bath Haverling defenders tackled what he thought was the ball carrier, and Kelly was gone off the left side.
Third down and 3 from the 41.
Kind of a big play early for here for LPW, already down to score, and
yeah,
you know they don't want to have to go three and out two times in a row.
Now, Kelly under center here on a third down and about 2. They'll set a man in motion there off the left side. We got a flag coming in there. That's going to blow up the play. I don't know if we got a false start or what it is right there. And they had Braden Schroeder lined up in the backfield too. False start, 5-yard penalty there. I mean, that's going to be third down and 7. Inopportune penalties on both drives.
Yeah, both times on third down, they had a third and short and two penalties and bring up third and long. And first time they weren't able to convert.
Clock moving, 4:54 to go here in quarter one. Rams up 6 on LPW. Ball sitting at the 36-yard line. They approach the line. And Schroeder's going to be there in the backfield. He's back there. And now they set him in motion. And once again, we've got a false start penalty. Another 5 yards there. It's going to be third and 12 now.
I think they might have an offside.
No, we got an encroachment. All right. It came so quick. I was like, more of the same. They ran the same formation, too.
It'll make it third and 2 now.
There you go. So we're back to where they started from. So now they got to get in the shorter field. I think because it was before snap, I assumed, and that's what happens. Here they go on a third and 2. Who's going to carry the rock here on this one? Once again, Schroeder and Sumariski and Merritt in the backfield. And now they're going to call a false start, and they're going to go back 5 yards again. It's that play they're trying to run there, and something's... There's something about the way he's coming off his stance, I think, is what's causing it.
Yeah, I think
he's got a hitch in the stance a little bit.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a couple of substitutions and try to get a play off without a penalty here.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like there's a little hitch in when he comes up off out of his stance that he doesn't. Yeah. So here we go again on a third down and 7 from the 36. And it's going to be Kelly rolling out to his right side, trying to find a receiver, and the ball's out. And he's got to try to fall on it there. Loose ball. Haverly saying they got it. Kelly got hit from behind when he was looking downfield to try to find a receiver there. Ball popped out. So, yeah, Haverling ball in LPW territory here. Down 6-0. This is not going very well so far offensively.
Yeah, tough play. Kelly was looking downfield, trying to find looking for an open receiver. Got hit from behind, and the ball popped out. And Haverling comes up with a ball. So Haverling on the plus side of the 50-yard line at the 37. A chance to go up to two scores here.
6-0 right now for Haverling at LPW's 37-yard line. 3:36 to go here in quarter number one. They'll spread a receiver way, way out to the right side beyond the hash. A receiver to the left. I formation. And Gage Thomas is going to hand it off. And it's going to be the back's going to get thrown for a big loss. And a flag comes in late as well, too, there. That was Orlovsky on the carry. We'll see what the call is. Holding against the Rams. That's their second holding call of the game.
Yeah, I would think they might decline it since it depends on where they mark the ball because they stopped him. You know, he was probably 3 or 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So I'm thinking they might just decline the penalty here, but we'll see.
They're going to take the penalty.
Where they're going to mark the ball. Or were they going to spot him if they accept the penalty, or did not, if they decline the penalty, where's the ball going to be?
Right.
No, they're going to mark him off.
All right, so it'll be a 1st and 20.
You know, we've had some very clean games this year, and this is not one of them, at least for the start.
No, not at all. Receiver to the right, one to the left. Thomas under center. They'll send Orlowski in motion. And now a handoff right up the middle there. And a big game, breaking a couple tackles with a man on his back. Very close to the first down there on the carry. I think that was Brady Hopkins for the first down.
Hopkins, a very strong carry. And got into the backfield. And now we have, it looks like they have a Haverling player down on the field.
We'll see who that is. Why don't we step away while they attend to him. We'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
1st and 10 for Haverly at the 26-yard line. They're going to hand off to Orlowski off the right side. He gets to the corner and gets past the marker and then some, still on his feet and going to go out of bounds. They got him marked at the 4. It's going to be 1st and goal for the Rams here.
So
they are knocking on the door again.
Yeah, Orlowski just showing a lot of speed getting around the right offensive end and down the sideline. And
1st and goal
for Bath. So outstanding start for Bath Haverling here.
The way that play started, you didn't think he'd get to the corner so fast. And then when he did, he turned on the jets. He had great speed going down the sideline there. 1st and goal for the 4. Rams will try to extend their lead. Thomas center. They're going to send Fleming. And another receiver to the right. From the gun this time. And it's going to be a keeper by Thomas. Going to roll to his right there. And now he throws. And it's going to be incomplete. Threw it into the ground.
Second and goal.
Yeah, Thomas rolling out to the right. Kind of ran out of real estate. Had a receiver at least close enough that there's no way it was going to be called an intentional grounding. So second down and goal.
Second and goal as they make a substitution. And Thomas with the play now. They're going to send Fleming out to the left side this time. We're going to put three receivers out to the left. And this time Thomas is under center, one man in the backfield, and it's a pitch out rolling to his left. Try to get somewhere and might get snowed under, reverses his field. Orlowski is trying to make something happen, and nothing happens. He ends up losing yardage. Matter of fact, he loses about 6 yards on the play.
Yeah, Orlowski went out to his left side, and that time LPW had excellent containment on their defense, and Orlowski tried to make something happen and realized it was futile, so hit the ground.
Third and goal now from the 15-yard line. And so, I don't know many plays beyond the 10 in the first and goal package, so we'll see what the Rams can dial up here.
Yeah, depending on how they feel about their kicking game, if they get 7-8 yards here, go for it on fourth down.
They'll break the huddle and go with two receivers out to the right. Tight end on the line to the left, Thomas with a man in the backfield. He'll send someone in motion. And Gage Thomas going to roll to his right, trying to find a receiver. Now he reverses his field, going back the other way, trying to find daylight. The rush is on, and now he's lost even more yardage back to the 30, trying to find a receiver. He's desperate, throwing downfield, looking for a man. And it's going to be caught where his feet in. Touchdown! You have got to be kidding me. Reversing his field three times.
I think it was Orlowski the downfield that time for the reception.
All the way, but he found an open man somehow, some way on a prayer, on the run, and it yields fruit. 12-0 with the conversion to come. That was absolutely insane.
That was like that was Fran Tarkenton from the 1970s running around there.
You're not going to give him the Josh Allen. You're going to say you're going to go Tarkenton.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. That was, you're right, though. Target did like 30-yard loss. Who cares? I need to find an open guy or run with it. That was crazy. So LPW finding themselves in uncharted territory right now as they're going to go for two to try to make it 14-0 with 1:22 to go here in the first quarter. A very unusual quarter for LPW here. A handoff, and it's going to get brought down with no gain there by McIntyre. It remains 12-0. We'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 Football. I'm CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Countryline Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Countryline Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Back at Warsaw High School, it's Jimmy, it's John for CJ Country. Bit of a surprise here in the first quarter. LPW 12 nothing. They're down in this one. Typically, I'd be saying they're in the lead, but not the case. The Haverlings taking it to them with two touchdowns here. Missed on the conversions, but holding the lead as they get ready to kick to LPW with Sumariski and Merritt. Deep, one of the up men's going to take this one at the 25 up to the 30. That's Justin Mann who's going to get it. He's going to stop right around the 29. First and 10 for LPW.
And the first touchdown for Haverling actually was Hopkins. Apparently, it's a 20 that looks like a 28. That's what I was told.
Really?
Yeah, that's.
It looks like a 20. I don't know. All right, fine. Just remind me if I get it wrong, then I guess I don't know.
No, it looked like 28 to me.
Their numbers are fairly readable. They're like some of the, you know.
Yeah.
I want to get into the inside baseball of this on the air. We've got a minute 16 to go here in the first quarter from the 29. And a handoff right up the middle. And that's Ronan Merritt with a carry for about 3 yards. It'll be second and 7.
Merritt on the carry.
Yeah, so really some urgency for LPW on this drive with those two scores down 12-0. And, you know, Haverling will get the second half kickoff when that time comes. So LPW looking to at least get a first down here.
They've got to not be behind the sticks, and penalties have been kind of that problem.
for them, and they got to avoid those and get some shorter yardage situations. And a handoff up the middle to Aiden Shelley. First carry of the ball game for him, and he's going to get 2 yards on the play. It'll be third down at about
Shelley
five.
Shelley on the carry for OBW
maybe
for
even
a couple
less.
More. Neely on the tackle for...
Yeah, as you mentioned, just it's unusual, uncharted territory for LPW to be, well, you know, they had the one bad game at Alexander Pembroke, but second game of the year. But this ever since then, they've really been in, you know, in command most of the games.
Here we go with a third and four from the 35, and. Moving the pile and going to be enough for the first down. Didn't quite see it. That was Kelly on the carry on the keeper there, and it's going to be a first down up at the 41.
Ball spotted.
I think that will do it for the first quarter.
All right. First down.
Yep. And there you go. After the first quarter, a bit of a surprise so far, but LPW moving the ball. We'll see what happens in quarter number two. When we come back, we'll be back at 60 in Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Back to action at Warsaw High School. Second quarter now. 12-0 Haverling over LPW. Haverling 2-6 on the season. And but making their presence felt right away here. It's a first and 10, though, as LPW does convert their first down of the ball game. They'll send two receivers to the left. Kelly with a handoff there. That's Gath off the left side there, and not much. Maybe looks like 2 yards on the carry.
Yeah, it's you got to give Haverling credit defensively. LPW just hasn't had a whole lot going yet as far as a long game.
Like to kind of see some of their playmakers get into space here and give them opportunities to get stuff going. McIntyre's going into the ball game. And they'll bring Ronan Merritt out. They're going to give Gath the credit for 1 yard on that play. So second and 9 for the 42. So here they go, coming to the line on the power team. Kelly in her center. And a handoff to Sumariski, trying to stretch to the right side. And he's going to throw it on the run there, and it's going to be picked off. They tried the halfback option. It's intercepted at the 47-yard line of Haverling, and the Rams are getting the ball again.
Yeah, it was a tough, you know, Haverling got in on Sumariski, so it made it a very hard pass for him to try to complete. And Haverling has just been all over him defensively.
Caden was giving up a lot of height to the guy who was chasing him, too. Just, you know, he's kind of throwing off the back heel there and trying to throw up a prayer and became a bit of a pop fly. It's Haverling now at their own 47-yard line with a receiver out to the left and one to the right. I formation. Thomas with a handoff up the middle. Orlowski going to get a yard, and that's about it. Second and 9.
Yeah, it's LPW really has to stiffen up on defense here. They're kind of slapped in the face here with this first 12-plus minutes of action.
Have it on the tackles.
At this level, second more than any other level, John. Nine. It's amazing what penalties and turnovers can do to kind of wreck a game. Or wreck what you think is going to happen, at least.
Yep.
They'll send a receiver out to the right, one to the left. Thomas from the eye. And he bobbles the snap. He does fall on it quickly. It'll be a third down and 10.
Thomas falls on the loose ball.
I remember you asked me before the game what I wanted to see, and I mentioned, you know, a clean game, and that's what we haven't seen so far from the LPW between the penalties and the turnovers. Just uncharacteristic, both of those So they have to one thing at a time. They have to come up with the defensive stop here, and then try to get their offense rolling.
They typically haven't turned over the ball, and for the most part, they really aren't a penalty laden team either.
All right.
Third down and 10 for the 47. LPW's got a chance to tighten things up here and get a shot at the ball again. It's a crucial play already here. I want to keep Haverling from extending this drive. I formation, receiver to the left, one to the right. Bobbled snap again, and Thomas is going to fall on it. So now it's going to be a fourth down at about
fourth down at 12. Again, bring up fourth and 12.
I got to believe they punt this away.
Yeah. With this, especially with the lead that they have, you would think so. Yeah, it's just been kind of going back and forth between penalties and turning the ball over. Although they didn't turn the ball over, they really short-circuited their drive there, those two fumbles in a row.
Turning into points. Kelly's going to be deep to receive this punt. And the rush is on. High up in the air, and the wind sort of hangs it up in the air. It takes a very friendly LPW bounce, and they're going to start off first and 10 at their own 49.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be about a five-yard punt when all is said and done.
And the wind has picked up, too, like looking over based on that play. Look at the flag out there.
Yeah.
Definitely has picked up intensity out there wind-wise.
Yeah, so we'll see what LPW can do. That turnover on the halfback option didn't really hurt them, as it turned out. And we'll see if they can get their offense rolling.
They need to just be patient and not let this rattle them and try to be on time and get things back on track for themselves, as they'll take the ball first and 10 at their own 48. Kelly waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a handoff off the left side. Gaff there with a nice carry that's going to pick him up about 5, maybe 6 yards on the play into Haverling territory.
Yeah, that's one of their better plays, offensive plays. Picks up maybe 5 yards. And it just seems like Haverling's done a really good job on the defensive side of the ball. And LPW's trying different things, and the things they're trying just aren't working out yet.
They're in Ram territory at the 47 on a 2nd and 5. Between Riley Ramsey and Bob. 8:23 to go here before halftime, and it's a keeper by Kelly, and he's going to push the pile, and he's going to be very close to a first down, probably a yard to go, be a 3rd and 1.
4 yards.
Yeah, one of the Haverling players just tried to time it and just about did, as far as like a run blitz, but Kelly saw it coming, was able to get off the toward the left side offensively and pick up a nice gain, bring up 3rd and short.
From just inside the left hash here, LPW on a 3rd and 1 from the Haverling 43. They come to the line quickly, and it's a handoff to Ronan Merritt right up the middle, and that's enough for a first down and then some. Good effort down to the 37-yard line there. First down.
Yeah, that might have been their best blocked run carry of the evening. And so, you know, get a score here, get it down to a one-score game, and then see if you can kind of take over on defense.
Feel like it's a matter of just getting into rhythm a little bit. They were a little shell-shocked by the results of what's happened, but now settle in, get going. And here they go from the tee one more time. And it's Sumariski cuts in. Nope. It's going to be keeper Kelly around the left side there. Nice fake. Down to the 20, 15, and down at the 14-yard line. The mark of the 1st and 10 for LPW. Good run by Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly's done that a number of times this year. And, he's a right-handed, but it seems like the majority of his good carries have gone on the left side offensively.
1st and 10 for LPW at the 15.
They got it marked at the 14-yard line right now.
1st and 10 LPW at the 15. Maddox Kelly ahead for nearly 30 yards.
Here we go. 7:12 to go. Clock not moving yet on this first down as he went out of bounds and will be momentarily. Kelly looks toward the sidelines to his coaches now, waiting for the snap. And Sumariski follows his blockers, being patient, getting down inside the 10, down to about the 9-yard line, gain of 5 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 5.
Yeah, Sumariski, he's been always a hard runner, and I think probably even more determined after the halfback pass interception. He wants to make amends for that here.
Clock moving under 7 minutes to go. On a 2nd and 5 from the Haverling 9. You got Gaff, Sumariski, and Merritt in the backfield. Head off to Sumariski, trying to cut up inside. Nope, another fake by Kelly. And a great fake had me fooled and inside to the 5-yard line. Very close.
Nice Kelly on the carry for LPW.
Very close to a first down, probably within a yard.
Yep, Kelly, nice fake again, and again off the left side offensively, and bring up third, and it looks like maybe one.
It isn't about performing the fake so much as like Sumariski, like it was fake to him, and then he was making little cuts in the center like he was avoiding tackles.
Yeah,
they do him so well.
Yeah, they carry out the fakes so well, as you said, and it just really, it's tough for the defender sometimes to know who has the ball.
Third and one now from the 5. Handoff off the right side there. That'll be enough for first down to move the sticks. It'll be first and goal. I think they'll mark him officially at the 1.
Yeah, so this time Kelly did hand the ball off and sets up a first and goal.
Brought down short.
It was Chase Orcutt who was in the game for that one.
Yep, Orcutt's first carry of the ball game. First and goal from the 1. Haverling trying to knock on the door here with 5:51 before halftime. Keep in mind, Haverling deferred. They're going to get the second half kickoff here. Kelly, handoff. Sumariski twists, turns, try to get to the end zone and wait for the official call. It's a touchdown. 12-6 with the conversion to come. Caden Sumariski for LPW.
Yeah, Sumariski from 2 yards out. First score of the game for LPW. Try to get the extra point here and cut it to a 5-point game.
5:29 to go here, and now that Haverling or now that LPW's got a bit of a rhythm, you know they want to see if there's another shot. Seeing as though Haverling's getting the ball to kick off the second half, maybe get another crack at the ball before halftime. Kick is up. Nope, something happened there on the exchange. Looking for a man downfield. McIntyre's going to try to find Sumariski, and he does, and it's going to be no good on the conversion. All right, so it'll remain 12-6. We'll come back in 30. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
All right, back at Warsaw High School. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call for CJ Country. 12-6 LPW answers after two scores by the Rams. 5:29 to go here before halftime. As LPW kick off from your radio right to left, all in black. Haverly in their white uniforms with blue numbers waiting for the ball here. And, John, I'm sure they're like nothing better than a 3-and-out, get one more crack before halftime at that ball.
Oh, no doubt about it. We'll see. Haverling, they've only stopped themselves so far.
And end-over-end kick. Got to be fielded at the 10. And bobbled. 15. 20. Flag comes in. So that, I imagine that's going to be some kind of block, illegal block. One would think they're on the return there as the ball carrier is brought down around the 21. We'll see what the call is going to be here. But I imagine these tend to be against the receiving team.
Yeah, the official on the near side threw that flag early on.
And from quite a bit of ways, too.
Yeah, he had good arm on that on that flag.
Right. Yep, it is on the Rams. So we'll see where they spot the ball here to start their drive. So you were mentioning before that the Rams have kind of derailed that. So I'm trying to think back at their other drives about derailing themselves. It's been their own doing. They have picked up a couple first downs along the way.
Well, they've had the ball 3 times and they scored the 2 touchdowns, and then, right. And then that third time was when they fumbled the ball on 2nd down and third down.
Penalty on the Rams will send the ball back.
So they did have some penalties along the way, but they were able to overcome them.
1st and 10 from their own 10. Haverly here with 5:21 to go. They get the second half kickoff, so LPW looking for a stop here and then maybe a shot to get the ball back. Under center, Thomas with a handoff, quick handoff right up the middle, and going to get met and dropped after a gain of maybe 1 on the play there. 2nd and 9.
Price around the tackle for LPW.
Yeah, I think it was Neely with the ball carrier that time, and LPW did an outstanding job. We'll see if they can hold form as the year. It seems like during the course of the year, as the game goes on, they play better defense.
Yeah, Orlowski's had the lion's share of the carries tonight, so Neely on the carry on that one. And Price are a name we've called quite a few times this season.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
They're going to spread a receiver out to the left. Fleming. And let's spend Finis out to the right. Asher Finis waiting on the shotgun. Snap. Nope, it's a rolling out. And Thomas is going to pitch it out the very last minute. Oh, what a hit! What a hit there. A gain of about 5 yards on the play, but the ball carrier got hit pretty hard there on that last second pitch out.
Yeah, it was Logan Gath that time for LPW who put the shot. It was a clean hit. He was near the sideline, but just a clean hit. And it looks like Orlovsky is sitting up, so that's obviously a good sign.
Sure, but he got blown up.
It looked like a really nasty hit.
That's one of the biggest hits we've seen this year, without a doubt.
Yeah, and as I said, it was a very, very clean hit. He was still in bounds and just kind of low the shoulder, and I think Orlovsky, like I say, he's sitting up, so that's a good sign. They're talking to him. I think he's just probably trying to clear the cobwebs up, and they're going to help him up. And
yep, he's on his feet.
That's a really good sign because he took a hit. As you said, I think that's probably the biggest hit we've seen this year.
Here we go with a third down and three now. Once Orlovsky's jogging off, which is great, headed to his sideline, third and three from their 18. LPW looking for that stop with 4:30 to go here before halftime.
Yeah, Haverling seems like they've done a lot of their damage along the sidelines, getting outside containment.
Yes.
Even on that play, it was a late option, but right up the sideline.
And boy, is that long pass an outlier, really, because it's the only thing we've seen as far as the passing game from them. That 51-yard reception or whatever it was. So they'll send Finis out to one side. They'll send Fleming to the left. And it's going to be a handoff there. And the 1 yard on the play, that's it. So great defense by LPW here. So they're going to have to kick this away with 4:21 to go.
Yeah, outstanding for LPW. Just exactly what we talked about they wanted to get. They can nail
a yard
score here before the end of the half. Get into halftime. That'd be great for them.
Now, right now, there's not a lot of wind. There's a little bit. But right now, here's a chance to tilt the field as they send Shelley and Merritt. They're going to take this from midfield. And the way the punting game's been going, kicking in this direction, this could tilt their field in a big way for them as the clock moves under 4 minutes to go here. Waiting on the snap. And that kick's going to hang up in the air. It's not going to even make it anywhere near midfield there. It's going to be fielded by Merritt at the 37-yard line. There, LPW with a short field and a chance to take the lead in this game.
Yeah, Merritt that time called for a fair catch. Did a really nice job fielding the ball cleanly. It was like kind of a running, diving catch. But sets him up for great field position.
Sumariski going to the game. Comes running in from the sidelines. Charging in like he's ready to redeem himself from that interception he threw earlier. Did some nice things on the last drive to get a touchdown here. From the 37, here's a handoff, and it's going to be Sumariski. Nope, once again, the keeper by Kelly. They've been running this very well, and he's got room to run. Second level, blocker in front of him, 15, down to the 12-yard line. First down, LPW.
Yeah, Kelly again with the fake, and again off the left side offensively. And LPW's found something that really works. So they've been kind of looking for an answer, and I think they have one now.
Absolutely. Haverling has no defense for that right now. And I can't call it, apparently, too. That's like three times he's got me with that play. They're running it so well.
First cough medicine.
For Mike Holmes here, blaming the cough medicine. Hey, you do what you can, all right? From the 12, head off this time. That is Sumariski this time off the left side. And he's going to bring it down to about the 6-yard line there. So gain of 4. Actually, gain of 6.
Yeah, Sumariski that time, very hard running. And, he always runs hard. But even more determined, trying to get his second touchdown of the game.
Second and 4 now from the 6-yard line. 2:43 to go here before halftime. And the complexion of this game could potentially change here. Haverling was up 12-0. Here's another quick handoff up the middle. And inside the 5 to about the 3-yard line. Was that Gath on the carry there? Yep, that was Gath.
Yep, Gath is kind of is the designated quick hitter up the middle back. of the three when they run that formation.
Third and a yard.
Third and one, they're saying here with 2:11 to go. And I do believe that LPW has got all their timeouts to burn here too. All right, here we go. Szymborski trying to get to the end zone, twisting and turning, and he's down to the 1 yard line. But it's enough for a first down. They'll stop the clock with 1:51 to go and a fresh set of downs.
And goal.
And LPW on first and goal. They might probably burn a timeout here, I would think, soon, too.
Well, they can. I mean, I think they're actually in a good spot there.
Sure.
With first and goal in a minute 45. And, you know, I think they'll see how it plays out.
LPW, first and goal from the one, trying to equalize this ball game. Kelly waits for the snap. And a quick handoff. I believe that Shelley there pushing into the end zone. He gets it. It's a touchdown. And it is 12-12 with 1:24 before halftime. This game is tied up with the conversion to come.
Yeah, after the initial 12-0 first quarter, LPW's turned it around here in the second quarter.
I tell you what, to give them credit, because it was unfamiliar territory. They could have lost the composure, and they battled their way back into this. Waiting on the conversion try now. This kick could put them in the lead there. Slocum to attempt this one. Ball on the way. Kick is up. It's going to be no good. We'll come back in 30 seconds. It's 12-12. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
It is 12-12, 1:24 to go here before halftime. It's LPW kicks it away. Ball taken to the 12-yard line there. And that's going to be Fleming up to the 25. Gets to the right sideline, up to the 30 before he's brought down out of bounds. Right around the 33 or 34-yard line. They'll mark him at the 34, first and 10 for the Rams.
Yeah, so the Rams do have time. They have 1:16. I don't think they've used any timeouts either. So we'll see. You know, they did have that one long pass. We'll see if they can see how aggressive they want to be in offense here.
Oh, okay, they were going to make a substitution to the Rams, and they decided not to. They're going to stick with who they got there out in the field at the moment. 1:16 to go. First and 10 from the 34. They'll send a receiver to the left, one to the right. So it's Phoenix and Fleming. Now they send two to the right.
I thought that one that Jake tried to throw in that 2-point.
Gage Thomas from the gun.
Oh, okay.
And back to Powell. Oh, batted down there. Great play defensively. Carter Pricer gets his hands up to block that pass.
Yeah, we've seen Carter Pricer make some outstanding plays on defense. Nice one there, just timing it perfectly.
Planning his jump well. Second and 10.
Yeah.
From the 34.
Before I walk up here, I saw him on field. Said hello.
Just a programming reminder, tomorrow at 9 a.m. is Tradio. Steve Weber will take you through it, Western New York's buy, sell, and trade program. And you can send a text now if you want to for tomorrow's show at 786-9259. Two receivers, actually three receivers to the right. Thomas from the shotgun. Back to pass, kind of a low snap, but he's got it. Rolls to his right a little bit. Stops, trying to find room to run. Left sideline, just throws it up and throws it out of bounds there. It's going to be third down and 10.
Pressured by Pricer.
Yeah, Pricer that time was in the neighborhood, and they weren't going to let Thomas do the spinneruski and go to the other side of the field that time. They pretty much hemmed him in and bring up third down.
And this is what LPW definitely wants. I mean, they got the mission accomplished to get back in the game, and if they can avoid this, I mean, this attempt by Haverling, it's, something to build on for the second half.
That's potentially. I mean, they could stop him quickly here. They could potentially score again here at the end of the first half.
They'll send three receivers out to the left. One on the end of the line to the right. Thomas waits on the snap. Back to pass. Trying to move receivers around. He throws downfield. Long pass. Looking for a man down there. And it's going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted by Chase Orcutt, but it'll be a fourth down. They'll kick it away.
Yeah, there was, I think, four LPW players and a couple of Haverling players all in the area. Good arm there by Thomas. He had plenty of time, rolled out, let his receivers get downfield, but it's going to be fourth down. It's still 53 seconds, so LPW might be able to do something here.
And I don't even know, did they burn any timeouts?
I don't think so.
I don't think they've used any timeouts, so they've got all that to their use as well, too, if they want to. Maddox Kelly will stand back at his own 37-yard line. Colton Fleming, the kick. The rush is on. It's blocked. And ball, let's see who falls on it there. And it's picked up. Yep, it's picked up. LPW is going to get the ball right there, right at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, it was a high snap, and then LPW had, I don't know if they had the block on or not, but I think the LPW coach is wondering why the whistle, because the ball was still on the ground and the LPW player picked, I think it was Sumariski that time. He was headed toward the end zone, but the referee had blown the whistle, so it's first down LPW.
Quick whistles have kind of hurt them a little bit the last couple weeks. So here we're at the 23, a first and 10 for LPW. 43 seconds to go, all their timeouts, and a chance to maybe take the lead in this ball game with another score. Let's see what they can dial up, what they can make happen here. They're at the left hash, going from radio right to left. The officials are trying to get themselves in position here. And now we've got a timeout by Haverling here. So we'll step away for 30. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Back at Warsaw High School, 43 seconds left in the first half. 12-12 LPW and Haverling. If that score is a surprise to you, if you're joining now, well, you wouldn't believe where it was a little while ago. Haverling got a 12-0 lead. LPW has battled back into this ball game. Not a whole lot of luck in the conversion game for either team. We'll see how that looms as this game goes on. But now LPW, the short field, and their timeouts. And it's going to be a keeper by Kelly, and he's going to get brought down right away after getting about 2 yards on the play with 38 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a timeout from LPW.
All right, they'll burn a timeout. We'll be back in 30. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
All right, back at Warsaw High School, 12-12, 35 seconds to go. LPW burns a timeout. Ball is at their 21-yard line here on a 2nd and 8. Two timeouts to give. Here we go from the power tee. Waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a pitch out there. And it's going to be Sumariski getting out of bounds right around the 15-yard line.
Sumariski on the carry for LPW.
Looks like it's going to be a gain of about 6 or 7 on that play there. It's going to be a third down and 2.
Yeah, and it's going to be a LPW timeout. I think they're going to say he was not out of bounds, and he also did not get the first down. So they took the timeout, kind of a slow developing play, and Kelly eventually pitched it to Sumaritsky going around the left side, well blocked and a nice gain. But so I think they have one timeout and 25 seconds left.
Wind definitely picking up there. That's the right now the flag standing straight out there. We haven't seen that quite yet tonight. It's whipping pretty good.
Well, and it's at their back, so
right.
that would be a potential help if they. But like you said, it's been a struggle on both ends as far as trying to, you know, kick an extra point so far.
Third and one from the 15. 25 seconds left. Coming back from this timeout. Nice crowd showing up even on Halloween tonight. Braving the cold, too. Not fun to be sitting outside there. We finally reached woolen cap weather in this high school season. Kelly waiting for the snap there. And now he turns toward the sideline there. Change of play. And it's going to be a pass over and incomplete there. Intended for Pricer, but a little too far for everybody there. Incomplete. It'll be a fourth and one.
For Pricer.
Yeah, they just tried kind of a hesitation play there and tried to hit Pricer right down the middle. Just a little too far for him. Maybe I don't think the wind probably helped him that time. I think the wind pushed that little pass along.
Got to believe maybe they sneak and try to get the 1 yard they need. Maybe they burn the last time out. With 20 seconds to go.
Yeah.
As Kelly approaches the line, Sumaritsky in the backfield. Gaff back there with back to pass. Oh, they run the Statue of Liberty play. Sumaritsky trying to get to the side there, and he cuts back up inside, and it's not going to happen there, but he does get a first down.
Sumaritsky on the
we'll see if they burn the final timeout with 10 seconds to go.
First down for LPW.
Yeah, you called it the old Statue of Liberty. They've ran that a number of times. And
timeout, LPW.
Haverling was ready for it this time, though, for sure.
Yeah, but they were. But Sumaritsky still picked up the first down.
Absolutely.
I think the referees might be talking about the time. Looks like they might.
I feel like they need to put a couple seconds back on. It says
like
nine right now, yeah. Waiting for the call to the booth.
They wanted it 10.
All right, so they're going to put a second back on. So 10 seconds left coming out of this timeout.
So potentially two plays probably are possible for LPW here. So I would expect maybe something Kelly would like a rollout and give himself the option to run if he needs to. Or, have Pricer out there, Sumaritsky possibly, for a possible pass.
If it's pass, I feel like they got two plays. If they run, it's all or nothing at this point for the 10.
Right, and you know, they can kind of look at it as, you know, they were down 12-0. If they, you know, if they end up being 12-12 at the half, so be it. But
right.
It'd obviously be great to score a touchdown here.
Here they go from the tee. And it's going to be a handoff off the left side. Sumaritsky trying to find room to run. He's inside the 10 to the 9, but that the final seconds are going to... So they're going to try to get a play off quickly there. They will not. There we go. We end at 12-12 at halftime. LPW at Haverling. We got a good one going here out of Warsaw High School. We will take a three-minute timeout. We'll come back and talk about what's transpired. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York
to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Thompson Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Back at Warsaw High School, Jimmy and John for CJ Country, and not the unexpected, not the playoff game we expected, John, going into this one here with Haverling surprising coming out of the gate.
Yeah, they came out, they scored the first two touchdowns of the game, actually got the ball back, and then they started self-destructing, and we ended up with a 12-12 game at the half.
And you got the scoring summary there for us?
Yeah, for the first score, Haverling scored 6:53 left in the first quarter. It was Hopkins with a 2-yard touchdown run and a conversion no good, made it 6-0. Then it was Orlovsky with a 15-yard touchdown run. They tried for two, unsuccessful. It was 12-0 at the end of one. And then in the second quarter, Caden Sumariski with a 2-yard touchdown run, conversion no good. They made it 12-6. And then Aiden Shelley with a 1-yard touchdown run, 1:24 left in the first half. And we are tied at 12.
Kind of a tale of two quarters, really. One team, one squad making mistakes, and then the other, really.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think LPW just kind of came out not exactly firing on all cylinders. They took a couple penalties on their first drive, and that really hurt them. You know, they tried the one play with a man in motion, and he got a penalty, and then a Haverling penalty, then another LPW penalty. So they were really their own worst enemy in the first quarter, and then they got things together in the second quarter.
Yeah, and again, I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. They're like, talk about grace under fire when, it could have gone bad for them being in unfamiliar territory against a perceived weaker team, and they battled and got themselves back in this ball game.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I think everything what you just said, because Haverling's a 7th seed. They've only won a couple games, so LPW is feeling pretty good about themselves coming into this game. And all of a sudden, you're down 12-0, and the other team has the ball, and you're wondering what's going on here. But they came up with the stops, and eventually got their offensive going, and we're tied at 12. And it'll be a Haverling ball to start the second half, but I think LPW has to feel pretty good where they are now.
Feels like they got momentum going.
Yeah, it does. They were able to, Haverling, the first couple of possessions, really kind of had their way offensively, especially getting around the outsides. It seemed like they were able to do that pretty easily. And LPW tightened up on defense, and offensively got their running game going.
All right. Sort of a cloudy night and 70% full moon. There's only been full moon every 18 or 19 years on Halloween. It doesn't happen very often. 2020 was the last time we had it. We'll get another one in 2039, but you can't see it anyway tonight. But at least we don't have all the rain we've had the last 2 days. The wind playing a factor at times. Like right now, the flagpole, once again, the flag is not moving like it was earlier. But we've seen that wreck the punting game so far in the first half.
Yeah, it's funny. At times, the wind has been a major factor. You can really see it whipping the flags. And at other times, it almost seems still. But I think it's right now, it just kind of looks, not too strong, but it's definitely a presence.
If LPW, I should say, if Haverling can clean up their mistakes, how much are they a factor? I mean, were they just, did they just luck into what they've had so far? Or do you feel like, you know, if they can clean up their mistakes, so they can.
Well, no, I think they're definitely a factor. They're definitely right in the game. I think kind of you can almost go back to last week. We talked about at the half. You talked about if East Rochester or Gananda could clean up their mistakes,
yeah.
and you know they ended up winning the game. So East Rochester, or excuse me, Bath Haverling is very much in the game, and they've shown some explosiveness with the running game. Also had a long pass play. So yeah, they're definitely live here in the second half.
All right, we'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back, and then we're going to talk about Sunday's game, Bills and Chiefs at 425. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at SalmonOrthodontics.com. To begin your journey to a better life, Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit SummitFamilyDentalCare.com anytime.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
All right, moving through halftime here at Warsaw High School on CJ Country, 12-12, the score between LPW and Haverling. And John Carlson here with me, 425 on Sunday, Bills, Chiefs. Feels a little different. They seem to, every day, every time we play them, it feels different. And this year is no exception for how this game sort of feels.
Yeah, I've heard basically, I think there was like, you know, KC's favored, I think, by 2 this Sunday. Now, last year when they played, KC was undefeated, and yet the Bills were like 2.5-point favorites. So it's, you know, about a 4 or 5-point swing as far as the betting choice goes. And Buffalo actually has the better record.
Both teams are in definitely different places, though, when you look at the, you know, where we started and where we are now. You know, Kansas City feels like they're on the climb up, finding their offense and getting themselves together. I think what it comes down to is, you know, those defensive additions that the Bills got, like Hoyt, I think that's going to help. Having Milano back helps in certain ways. They're going to miss Ed Oliver, obviously. But they got some pieces back, but where I think it lies is the offense. Can the guys get separation offensively?
Yeah,
number
that's,
one.
That's been the really one of the talking points, I think, for pretty much all season. I think it's just their the receivers and their ability to get open and, you know, give Josh a good target.
And with Cook had a monster game against Carolina. I don't know that he can duplicate that against the Chiefs, but if he can get over the century mark, you know, they got a puncher's chance on this for sure.
Oh, I think, yeah, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, in the past, Knox has had a couple of big plays against KC. So I think Knox and, you know, Kincaid and obviously Shakir is always reliable. So we'll see how those three can do.
Kincaid's going to help in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, and, you know, and people ask about this stuff, and sometimes it's just wishful thinking because you hope for, you look for something that's going to make you feel better about chances on Sunday. Is it possible that Buffalo has held certain things back that Kansas City hasn't seen, and we're going to see some new wrinkles on Sunday that maybe Kansas City's not ready for?
Yeah, no, it's possible. I think there's that. There is the fact that, you know, Kansas City played on Monday night, so the Bills get an extra, you know, they have an extra day of rest versus Kansas City. Kansas City had to travel. So and Kansas City's missing their starting left tackle. So there's a few things that are in the favor of the Bills. You mentioned, you know, Milano and Bernard both being back. And, I mean, it's almost always a close game between these two teams, especially in the regular season games.
I had them losing 30-27. John Warrow had them losing 34-29. So we hadn't really gone against them all season. I think I picked against them in the opener against Baltimore. That's it. So what's your pick?
Well, I'm going Buffalo 27-23. I think it's got to be just a close game. Usually the regular season games tend to be, for whatever reason, lower scoring than the playoff games. So, you know, I think Kansas City obviously has a really good defense, and I think the Bills, as you said, you know, some parts coming back on defense off the suspended list and injuries coming back. So I think it'll be a tight, fairly low-scoring game.
Let's hope one game wasn't enough to scout Michael Hoyt, because if he has another game like he did against Carolina, he can wreck shop. I like our chances at home. I mean, don't get me wrong. It just feels different than other years. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you go into those regular season games and you feel sort of confident. Playoffs, another story. But, you know, Buffalo's kind of, you know, held their own. It just feels a little different, like there's a gap this year, maybe.
Yeah. No, I think it's funny, like you said, just the way the teams are going. The Bills started out, you know, they won their first four games, just scoring 30 points a game. And Kansas City started out, I think, 1-3. And they obviously were struggling, but they've changed things, you know, turned things around. They got Worthy back on offense. They got Rice back off the suspended list. Kelsey's playing better than he did last year. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons to like Kansas City from the betting standpoint, and you can see why they're a favorite in the game. But, you know, the Buffalo, it's a big home field advantage, and I know Kansas City has won here before, but I still think I like Buffalo's chances.
We're going to step away. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll get ready for second-half action here. We got a tight one. We got a good one. 12-12, LPW and Haverling here in this Section 5 quarterfinal. And we'll come back with more. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Back at Warsaw High School. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call for CJ Country starting the second half. 12-12 LPW and Haverling in the Section 5 quarterfinal.
LPW to kick off to start the second
LPW
half.
Kickoff. Haverling won the toss at the beginning of the game but deferred. And they got two men standing deep back at their 10-yard line. And we'll see now here with the wind what kind of kick Slocum can get off in this weather. We've seen kicks hang up in the air. We've seen punts hang right up in the air and stop.
Yeah, right now we're waiting for a football.
Need one of those. You definitely need one of those. I find the ball goes farther when there's a football on the field to play. So, LPW will go from your radio left to right, all in black, white numerals, Haverling, white uniforms, blue numbers. Slocum waiting for the official signal to approach the ball, and we'll get things started here. Kudos to the people sitting out in the stands tonight, because that wind can go through you this time of year. It really, really does. Let the layering begin. Slocum with a kick. End over end. Good kick. Going to be fielded, and it's going to bounce at the 10. Taking it at the 15, the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Room to run. And now it's got some room to head it down the left sideline here. Headed toward the left sideline with one man to beat. Going to get brought down right at the 19-yard line. An incredible return there. And that is going to be a 60-yard return right there.
Penny's on the return.
Yeah, it was Penny's that time. Really just very patient. Then all of a sudden he went up the middle and found a nice seam there. An outstanding first play for Haviland.
I want to
clarify on make sure that's right. Mike, you're calling him Fenny's? Because we've called him like a couple different things. That's what you're going with? All right, because we've been doing everything else. Going by different names for him. Here we go. First and 10 now for Haviland at the 19 LPW on a tremendous return with a receiver out to the right. Two men in the backfield. Thomas sets a man in motion. Going to be a handoff right up the middle and met immediately a gain of a yard on the play. Going to be a second down and 9.
Yeah, nice stop there for LPW defensively after that long kickoff return. So I think, you know, we kind of both agreed LPW had the momentum to start the second half. Then you get that kickoff return, and all of a sudden it's like, okay. But if they can come up with a stop here, they'll be in great shape.
Right. I mean, the Rams are in four-down territory, but LPW has tightened things up. We'll see if they can continue to do so. And as you know, you mentioned before, and on that one drive, they were their own worst enemy. Two bad exchanges, and the quarterback had to fall on the ball as Thomas runs back in from the sideline with the play. From the LPW 18, as they get ready to break the huddle, they're going to send Venus to the right. Two men in the backfield. Thomas waits for the snap. And trying to find a complete the pass down the left side there. Inside the 10 to the 5. Completion on the play there to Evan Sullivan. First time we've called his name. And it's going to be first and goal for the Rams. Yeah, we might have a ball out there, Zang?
Adams on the reception for the Rams.
He threw the marker down, but I don't know if he...
Just a quick pass out to the left side that time, yeah. And it's going to be a first and goal for Haverling.
There you go. So the Rams knocking on the door here, trying to take that lead back. They scored the first 12 points of the game. LPW equalized it. And here they go now from the 5-yard line here. And they'll send Phoenix out to the right. They'll send a receiver to the... to the left, I formation. Thomas waits for the snap, and he's going to try to hand it off and gets met right away and dropped. No gain on the play there. That was a carry by Sullivan and brought down immediately by Sean Ricker.
Yeah, nice play that time. Aiden Sean Ricker filling the gap. He's just a sophomore for LPW.
All right, so now that pushed actually a loss of 2 on the play there. It's going to push it back to the a loss of 1. So second and 6, or second and goal, I should say, from the 6. And once again, they'll send a receiver to the right, one to the left. They'll be in the I formation there. Waiting on the snap. And Tom's going to roll to his right. A man's on him, chasing him, trying to get to the edge if he can. And we've got... They're going to mark him out of bounds. But was that a flag we saw come in at the end?
Yeah, the referee threw a flag. I think we're going to get some sort of, I think maybe an illegal block.
We're going to get a holding on the Rams.
Yep. Against the Rams.
So that is
the ball to the 15.
So it'll be a second down now.
It'll be second and goal.
They'll be at the 16-yard line.
The ball
Yeah, we mentioned in the first half, Haverling hurt themselves with the penalties. Actually, both teams hurt themselves with penalties and turnovers. And that time, the holding penalty.
Second goal from the 15.
Bring up a second and long.
Specifically, I think that's the third holding penalty they've had the Rams in this game. So it'll be from the 15-yard line here. Second goal from the 15. They'll send a receiver to the right. Send it one to the left. Two men in the backfield. And Thomas gonna go back to pass. And he reverses field. And he's trying to get the ball out of there. Throws it on the run toward the end zone. And it's going to be, it's a touchdown. Once again, Thomas on the run scrambling has yielded a touchdown. A completion at 21. Asher Fenis for the score.
Yeah, that time. So Fenis started he had the kickoff return. He ends up with the touchdown reception that time.
Absolutely crazy, those two touchdowns they've gotten on scrambles. So here they go with a conversion try there. It's 18-12. Neither team's been able to convert in this ball game either. So on a night like tonight where the wind does at times play a factor, this could be a big deal if you do get one.
Yeah, they might just be going for two, I think.
The Rams will send two receivers to the right. Thomas in the backfield. Waits on the snap. Going to roll to his right, trying to find a man. And he's going to throw it, and it's going to be, we'll see what they mark it. They're going to mark the conversion. Good.
2-point conversion.
So it is 20-12 now with 9-12 to go here in the third quarter. So a big statement by the Rams right there.
Yeah, well, obviously the kickoff return set them up, and they're able to overcome the holding penalty. And, yeah, it's just crazy. You know, Thomas just running around and able to complete a couple big passes during the course of the game.
Last game we saw Burlingame, he played the whole game for the most part here. So I wonder what if Thomas had been the if Thomas was their normal starter and he was injured or what the case may be, because he's dynamic when he's got to run in space like that. Yep. When he's got to run for his life, he makes things happen.
Yeah, it's tough for, you know, he's got enough speed to get around the containment for LPW. They're trying to keep him contained, and it's been next to impossible for them.
Haverling Rams getting ready to kick this off, not acting like a 7 seed at all. They join an 8-point lead here in the third. Got the Halloween playlist going. And they'll kick off the radio right to left there. And standing deep is Merritt and Sumariski, standing back around their own 13-yard line, waiting on this kick. Low trajectory kick, one of the up men will take it. And that's Mann, who's going to take it at the 30-yard line. It twisted, turned to about the 33, and that's where LPW starts first and 10.
5 yards.
Yeah, we'll see if LPW can kind of pick up where they left off in the first half as far as they scored two of their last three possessions. And they need one here to keep pace with Haverling.
They've shown good momentum offensively here. They can match them. It's interesting, though, that potentially based on what we've seen so far, though, what if this game does come down to conversions?
Yeah.
LPW on a first and 10 from the right hash, going from left to right on your radio. And a handoff up the middle there, and a good carry for about 3 yards on the play there, but nonetheless carry there.
Aiden Shelley.
It's going to be second and 7.
Yeah, Shelley just kind of a quick hitter up the middle. Looks like a solid 3 yard gain. So, LPW would love to have a long run. They haven't really had many long plays yet this evening.
They have not had their chunk plays that we're used to seeing, that's for sure. And it's going to be a keeper by Kelly off the right side there. And he's going to get chased out of bounds right around the 39-yard line. Looks like it's going to be a third down at about 3.
Yeah, Kelly, that time we mentioned how he's had a lot of success rolling out to his left. That time he tried the right side, and Haverling defense was pretty good there, keeping him contained. Bring up third down and a long 4, short 5.
LPW looking to try to keep the sticks moving here. Third down. Third and four officially from the 39. Handoff up the middle, trying to get to the marker there, and going to get met by a wall of Rams. Good second effort there as they push the pile, but going to pick up about three of the four they needed, so a fourth and one. Interesting spot on the field at the 43-yard line. You imagine they punt this away, or are they going to try to go for this on a fourth and one?
I guess it looks like he's only a yard short. I would think they'll probably go for it here. Especially they would be, actually the wind doesn't look like as much right now, but they would be punting into it, so.
Well, what do you do? Are you going up the middle, or are you trying to go to the edge? Where are you going with it?
I wouldn't be surprised if I could see like a Kelly fake roll out to the left like he's done a couple times.
We're going to find out here on fourth and one as they go for it. Waiting for the snap, hand off there, and it's going to be past the marker for a first down. Shelley on the carry there up to the 47-yard line, and LPW lives for another four downs.
Running Merritt on the carry.
So just a Merritt quick hitter, quick hitter up the middle for Merritt. And, they do have a lot of options on fourth down. That's one of the reasons you go for it, because they have a lot of ball carriers.
Yeah.
First and 10 from their 46-yard line. And it's a handoff off the right side there. And I think that's Shelley this time. He's going to pick up about 3 yards in the play. Oh, no, another carry by Ronan Merritt again. Okay. Off the right side, 3 yards, or 2 yards are going to give them.
2 yards.
It'll be a second and eight.
Second and eight.
At the 49.
Yeah, so it's been rough sledding for LPW. I mean, they did get those two touchdowns later on in the second quarter, but as we talked about just a couple minutes ago, they just haven't had the chunk plays yet tonight.
Kelly approaches the line, and we got the keeper by Kelly. And a flag coming in, and a gain of about 2 yards on the play. Actually, only 1 yard on the play, but this flag is going to bring it back. I imagine that's a holding call.
Yeah, it was the back judge that time that came in with the flag.
Inopportune time, for sure. It'll remain second down, but we'll see where they mark this at. As the Rams make some substitutions, wait for the ball spot here. All right, so the ball goes back to the 39.
39-yard line. It'll bring up second and 18.
Yeah, so second and 18.
Well, they don't have to, obviously, they don't have to get all here. If they can pick up about 10, make it third and manageable, that's what they would shoot for here.
10 would be one of their longest plays of the game.
That's true.
Here we go with a handoff. Nope, Kelly's going to keep it, and the rush is on, and he's going to get sacked back at the 30-yard line.
Kelly is
so now it's a third down,
down
and 28. They got a long way to go now.
Hendricks.
Into the wind.
Yeah, so you got to give Haverling credit a couple of times where Kelly's gone back to try to pass. They've been all over him. You know, they had the sack there. They also had they caused the fumble back in the first half when he was trying to pass. So Haverling's played well on both sides of the ball.
Here we go, third and forever for LPW. 5:38 to go here in the third quarter, down 20-12. Trying to convert this first down. They'll send Merritt in motion. And it's going to be a pitch out. Aiden Shelley on the carry. He gets upended. Great tackle, whoever that was there on the play there. He lifted him. He went unit over tea kettle up to the 35, but he out of bounds after a gain of about 3 yards on the play.
Yep, so LPW will have to punt here and look for their defense to come up with a stop. I mean, there's still plenty of time.
Sure.
Five minutes left here in the third quarter.
Deep for the Rams will be number 21, Asher Finis, who's been big tonight with a touchdown. And Mann's going to kick this away. High snap, and he's got to jump to get it up, and he does. Great job fielding that snap, and a good punt. And it touches a Haverling player, and recovered by Kelly at the 37-yard line. LPW ball, short field.
It was just one of those things. A fluke play, hit the Haverling player. He's trying to get out of the way. It hit him. He knew he was in trouble. And give Kelly credit for being Johnny on the spot, coming up with the ball.
It's tough to call him out for it too. With the wind so unpredictable with these kicks, hanging him up in the air, you end up getting stuck sometimes. nowhere to go. But LPW needed that right now. At the Haverling 38, trying to answer the touchdown here in the second half by the Rams. And it's going to be a handoff. McIntyre on the right side. And he's going to get a good 5-6 yards on the play. They're running out of bounds right around the 31.
David Shelley on the carry for LPW.
Shelley on the carry.
Well, I was with you because I thought McIntyre had taken the ball off the right side. Yeah, they carry out their fakes.
Yeah, this is
anomaly.
Yes.
I did too at first, and I said they saw him running the official with nothing in his hand.
Here we go. With a head off again this time, and
Shelley
up the middle. This time, to get him to pass the first down marker down to the 25-yard line. And they almost had me again.
Well, like you said, that it was exactly what LPW needed. Down 8 points, had to punt the ball. Now they get the ball back, change the score, tie it up potentially.
3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Clock moving as LPW approaches the line. Shelley and Sumariski in the backfield. Hand off to Sumariski, trying to bounce it outside. Tries to do a cut, and now we get another flag coming in again. And I got a feeling we're going to get another penalty at LPW here. Two flags out, actually.
Yeah. Looks like we're probably going to get a holding call on LPW here.
Tackle, tight end, whoever it was.
And a player down for the Rams, too. That's Dante Neely.
So that'll bring up, I guess it'll be first and long.
Yep. Neely shaking up here. Why don't we step away for 60 here? It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Back at Warsaw High School, it's Jimmy Jam and John for CJ Country. 3:21 to go here in the third quarter, and the surprising Haverling Rams enjoying a 20-12 lead. Neely is up on his feet, walking off under his own power, which is a good thing there, but he got hit pretty good. Was favoring one of his knees, but he's up now and moving. So.
Oh, Justin.
Penalty there, holding penalty. Now it's going to be a 1st and 20 for LPW at the 35 of the Rams.
After the penalty, the ball will be spotted on the
second holding penalty of the night.
1st and 20.
LPW looking to equalize this ball game. With the loss left, if they do score, they're going to have to try to make their first conversion of the night, tie this game. And it's going to be a handoff. Nice little move by McIntyre. Room down the sideline. Room to run. 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown LPW from 35 yards out. And that moves the score now to 20-18 with the conversion to come. And wow, did that? Once that developed, he was gone.
Yeah, McIntyre put the jets on. Just kind of one of those slow developing plays. They kind of faked the handoff up the middle, and then the pitch to McIntyre took up the right side, showing a lot of speed and able to cash it in.
Safe to say he's back from injury, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So, two-point conversion to come. This is where it kind of gets interesting. LPW has not had a two-point conversion yet tonight. And it'd be really interesting right now if they could get a two and tie it at 20. Here they go. It's McIntyre, it's Shelley, it's Sumariski in the backfield. Hand off to McIntyre trying to get to the end zone, and he will get in for two. It's 20-20. We'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
When everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
All right, 20-20. LPW with a key conversion there. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter of this quarterfinal playoff game. Slocum with a kick right up the middle there on the ground and going to be covered by the up men for the Rams at their own 22-yard line, so forces the Rams to start a little deeper than they want to, especially after that long kickoff.
The swift kick.
Yeah, that time, I think Rams. The handling player didn't want to take any chances on that, so
sure.
Bring up first down and the pivotal next possession here.
22-23. Ball at the 22-yard line here. As Gage Thomas and the Rams here will, have been surprising tonight. Stayed with them. Last time these two teams met, it was a 22-7 ball game. But the Rams have taken it to them, and they've not backed down. They're going to send through. Wow, they are spread out now with three receivers out to the left and one to the right. Thomas from the shotgun here on first down. And he bobbles the snap. He hands it off to a running back. Nope, he's down.
Thomas
down by down by
the bobbled snap.
Thomas went down to one knee to fill it and lost the yardage.
So that's at least the third time tonight that Thomas has dropped the ball. And, the previous two times ended up derailing that drive. So
the first two, I think, were center snaps. They weren't even like from the gun. That was from the gun this time. Second and 14 now from their own 18-yard line. The wind whipping again at Haverling's back this time with three receivers out to the left. Thomas under center. Going to roll to his right. He's going to get brought down by McIntyre with the sack. Back at the 10-yard line, maybe the 9. Some more yardage lost this time, and the LPW is stiffening at the right time.
Yeah, McIntyre that time just kind of crept up to the defensive line and just shot right through the gap and came up with a big sack. They've been having a hard time getting Thomas down, but McIntyre up to the task.
Third and 23 now. LPW trying to get the stop here and get the ball back. And once again, the momentum of this game shifting back and forth several times in this ball game. The Rams do have the win at their back, and LPW taking no chances, playing deep, deep secondary right now. They'll send two receivers out to the right, one or to the left, and one to the right. And Gage Thomas going to throw all the way downfield, looking for a receiver, and he overthrows him by at least 10 yards. Incomplete. The Rams will have to punt this away.
Yeah, McIntyre that time timed the blitz up, and I think Thomas showed off his arm on that one, but maybe a little too much. Again, with the wind, it's kind of tough to throw that kind of a length of a pass.
So now, deep to receive for LPW is going to be Kelly. And see if Maddox can fill up the field. Now, he's standing at the Haverling 41. But the wind is at the punter's back, so we'll see what the effect. Oh, the rush is on, partially blocked, possibly, and it's going to bounce right around, marked at about the 20-yard line. LPW with a very short field there. I think they might have got a piece of that.
Yeah, outstanding play for LPW. We've seen just about everything tonight as far as special team plays and miscues and fumbles and interceptions. So it's been kind of a sloppy game, but right now LPW chance to cash in.
Chance here to take their first lead of the ball game here with a short field. They're going to mark the ball right around the 22-yard line or 21-yard line of Haverling.
Ball on the 21.
McIntyre coming into the game, and I'm not surprised based on the beauty of that touchdown run he had a little while ago. Actually, he's coming in with it. Now he's coming back. He went in and went back out. Okay, so they're going to send. They're going to put Orcutt out to the left, and now they move him to the right. Two receivers to the right, Sumariski and Orcutt. And it's a handoff up the middle there, and that's. Rhoda Merritt on the carry there, who's going to get about a yard, and that's it, maybe.
Yeah, kind of a different formation that we've seen from LPW that time. Two receivers out to the right. Tried a quick handoff to Merritt, and not a whole lot going on there.
47 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They're going to say no gain on the play and make it a six. Well, yeah, it's just around a second and 10 here, it looks like, from the 21. LPW with a golden opportunity here, and this is four down territory where they are. Sumariski, Shelley, McIntyre in the backfield. Handoff there, and it's going to be up the middle. And a gain of maybe a yard, and that's about it on the carry there.
Yes, there's not a whole lot going on that carry, so the first two carries here of this drive have yielded nothing, really.
Here we go.
Shelley on the carry.
Third and nine.
Yard, 39.
LPW here in four down territory, and we're going to get a timeout call. I think we are.
End of the third quarter.
End of the third quarter, actually. Okay, so we'll step away for 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
All right, back at Warsaw High School. John Carlson and Jimmy Jam for CJ Country. We're into quarter number four now. 20-20 is the score. It's a third down and nine for LPW. And they are at the 20-yard line of Haverling, looking for that go-ahead touchdown. They've been playing from behind all game long. Equalizing the score at 12 and then equalizing again at 20. They'd like to take the lead here, but they've got to convert. Kelly under center. Hand off to Sumariski there. Good hard running by him. He's going to pick up a good chunk of yardage. He's going to pick up about eight of the yards they need. Fourth and one, John.
Yeah, Sumariski just a quick hitter that time and bring up.
Yeah. Drop just short of the first down.
They're going to mark him fourth and two now.
Fourth and two.
And what do you dial up here?
Well, you know, as you said earlier, I think on one of their fourth down, they have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. You know, between Kelly keeping himself, any one of those running backs, or past the Pricer.
They have not gone back to that play where they faked the Sumariski and Kelly takes her on the outside. They ran it like three times and it yielded fruit every time. And faked me out. And wonder what they'll pull up here. This time Sumariski and Gaff out to the right side. Two backs in the backfield. Kelly with a handoff to McIntyre, trying to find room behind his blockers there, trying to get to the first down marker. Has he got enough? It's real close.
McIntyre,
but he might have it. If the ref on this end of this side of the field here, where he's standing.
Yeah, it looks like the Warsaw player, LPW, seems to think that he does have it, so.
Are they moving the sticks?
They are signaling first down.
First down when they needed
first
it.
First and goal from the 10.
Big with 11 minutes to go. Fourth down. From the 11.
Yeah, so a huge play that time for LPW. They keep the clock running and try to get the go-ahead score here.
And chewing up clock ain't a bad thing.
No. If they could get a score here, they might only need to play defense for one or two possessions.
From the power tee. Handoff. Sumariski changes the direction. Breaks the tackle into the end zone. Standing up for a touchdown.
Caden
Sumariski. And LPW's got their first lead of the game. 26-20 with 10:31 to go.
Yeah, Caden Sumariski up the middle. His second touchdown of the game. And LPW has their first lead.
And it'll be interesting to see what they... If they kick or go for two here, because
Yeah, it's bad.
Because the Rams kind of go for two every time. So, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, do they go for two themselves here? And ...26-20 now, trying to make it 28. McIntyre and Shelley back there. And they're going to give it to McIntyre to try to push in. And he gets in for 2 points. That's Jake big. 28-20. We'll be and back in 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ LBW Country.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
All right, fielding the kickoff for the Rams. They're up at the 30-yard line, up to the 35 before Neely being brought down there.
For the Rams.
That was a carry, I believe, by Dante Neely there. So first and 10 for the Rams.
Nolan Bannister. Rams ball.
So, first time of this evening that the Haverlings been behind. Of course, still plenty of time. We'll see what they dial up on offense here.
28-20 with 10:24 to go here. Haverling will start from their own 35-yard line. They're going to need the touchdown, and they need the two-pointer.
Right now, the wind looks pretty significant out there.
It is. It's moving. It's not always the flag staying out straight. It's moving the pole as well, too. It's pretty good. Gage Thomas under center this time. Receiver to the right, one to the left from the eye. Winning on the snap. And it's a handoff off the right side there. And back is going to break one tackle and get up to about the 40-yard line
Adams
on the carry there. And that's Adams on the carry.
Merritt on the tackles.
Yeah, Ronan Merritt and Jake McIntyre that time with a defensive stop for LPW.
Two guys on the roster sporting 17, Cage Adams and Evan Sullivan. Second down and a 4-yard gain there, so it's going to be a second and 6 now for the 40. Under 10 minutes to go. They'll send a receiver out to the left side. Receiver to the right. So it's Venus and Fleming from the eye. Thomas under center. And it's going to be a handoff there off the left side. A great carry right there. Very close to a first down. I think they're going to give Adams a first down, although I think he fell short of the marker there when he landed.
Yeah, it did kind of look that way. But
they'd give him a first down.
First down for Haverling.
Rams, ball on the 46.
They're at their own 46-yard line here with 9:20 to go. LPW looking for another key stop here. The question remains is, you know, Haverling's biggest problem. I mean, when I say problem, they've been doing well all night long, but the like penalties have been there, you know, there won't, so to speak. It's stopped them at different times. They'll send a receiver to the right, one to the left. They'll be in the I formation. Gage Thomas speaking to the running back behind him. And it's going to be a handoff right away there, and a gain of about 2 yards on the play. That's going to be Dante Neely. That was looking like they were calling a run blitz there.
Yeah, it looks like LPW's done a nice job that time either showing blitz or actually bringing blitz. You know, McIntyre blew up the play last time Haverling had the ball, so we'll see if they continue to do that.
And LPW's making some substitutions. They'll be second down and 8. From Haverling's own 48-yard line, and once again, it's going to be Phoenix and Fleming out to receive, spread to either side. Gage Thomas, McIntyre showing blitz for LPW, and back to pass, rolling out and on his way, trying to gonna have to throw it and get rid of it. Incomplete there. And I'm telling you what, McIntyre's been timing his blitzes perfectly in this ball game.
McIntyre's done a really nice job. I think the referee just wanted to double check with one of the side judges, make sure
he wasn't going too fast.
Well, make sure there was there was a Haverling receiver in the area, so not grounding.
Okay. I mean, he's running them so well, you're like, okay, is he going a half step early? But no, McIntyre's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, no, he's timing it out as well as possible.
Third and eight from the 48. And this time, the Rams sent three receivers out to the left. Thomas is from the shotgun this time. And back to pass. He's got a little time. He's got protection. He's going to throw downfield. Ball's going to kind of hang up there, but it's going to be incomplete.
Incomplete.
And the receiver out there, Fleming, had a chance to get his hands
Orchid
on it and
on the coverage,
and squeeze it, and he couldn't quite find the grip.
Yeah, it kind of looked like Orchid almost kind of waited to see what the receiver's going to do, and then Orchid almost came up with the interception on it. So fourth down, it looks like they're going to punt.
Tell you what, they could use Braden Merritt back there with all the interceptions he's had. You know what I mean? He's been so great in the passing game.
Yeah, well, hopefully for their sake, they'll be playing next week, and hopefully he'll be back.
So this is big here. LPW is going to receive this kick. You got Shelley deep, and you got Kelly deep standing back at the 23-yard line. A flag coming in now. We got to get a false start here.
Oh, see, it's the back judge. Oh, looks like they're going to call a false start.
Yeah, number seven, Colton Fleming, was way ahead of things. It was like 5-6 yards downfield.
No, they called it. It looks like they called a legal substitution.
Oh,
on LPW. So now,
I saw the flag come out. And I saw him. He was down. The only Ram that was downfield. So that was the first thing I thought. It's a penalty on LPW.
No, it's the back judge, so he would be counting the players.
Right.
Fourth and three.
Now it looks like they're going to go for it, you would think.
Fourth and three, so going from a punting situation, the Rams will now go for it. 7:55 to go. And they got the ball at the LPW 47-yard line. This could change the complexion of things. LPW is going to have to get a stop here. This is big. Receiver out to the left. Receiver out to the right from the eye. And we're going to get a timeout, I think. Called by Haverling. We'll step away for 30. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
7:55 to go in this ball game. LPW 28, Haverling 20. What a quarterfinal game this has been. And a key fourth and three for Haverling, sitting at the 47 of LPW as they burn a timeout.
I think they probably want to make sure of their play and maybe make sure of their blocking assignments too, because you mentioned McIntyre has been really excellent at timing up his blitzes and blowing things up.
That's something we really haven't seen a ton of, I don't think, this year.
Right.
I mean, they're dialing this up, and McIntyre's been an absolute sniper here doing the blitzing. So here we go, fourth and three, and that is they are set up for a blitz for sure right now. And rolling out to his right, trying to find a man downfield there. Thomas throws, looking for somebody deep, and it's going to be picked off by Silberisky. We'll see if they give him credit. He got his feet down there. They're going to say incomplete. But nonetheless, LPW's got the ball there.
Well, actually, the incomplete pass helps because now they'll have the ball at the 47 instead of going out of bounds at the 20.
Well, you can't blame him for wanting that pick, for sure.
Oh, I know, yeah, he wanted the pick, but regardless.
He played it great.
Yeah, good defensive play that time. Sumariski did a really nice job seeing the receiver. You mentioned a couple times how on broken plays, Haverling's had a couple long balls, good for long completions, and Sumariski was all over that one.
I don't think I'm overstating it. Nobody does more with less as far as actual height than Caden does.
Yeah.
Pass coverage. You know what I mean? Like, he almost got that pick. That was tremendous. So here we go. First and 10 for the 47. LPW can go a long way towards shutting the door here as they hand off to Shelley at first. And oh, Shelley with the carry there for a minute there. I thought McIntyre was downfield with the ball. He would have been all by himself, but Shelley gets about 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, so LPW... obviously, the first thing is ball security. Second thing is try to get your first downs and run the clock as much as you can.
7:32 and the clock moving here. Ball at the 49. It's at LPW's old 49 here. As the crowd has not gone anywhere on this Halloween night. LPW breaking for the huddle. Power T. Kelly waits. Handoff right up the middle there. Good run. And McIntyre's loose. Heading to the house. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. And that could be the difference. 34-20 with the conversion to come.
Jake McIntyre with a 51-yard touchdown run right off the middle, and he's really made a difference. He wasn't in the game. He was hurt last week, and he's been a difference maker tonight.
Both sides of the ball wreaking havoc tonight in a big way. 34-20 with the conversion to come, 6:52 to go, and now Haverling's got a big task. Slocum will attempt this. Snap too high, snap too high. Slocum's got to field it and go down. It'll remain 34-20. We'll come back in 60 at Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Been a wild one here at Warsaw High School tonight. 34-20 LPW in the lead here. After being down 12-0, being down 20-12, and now they've taken the lead here in this one. We got a squib kick taken, and here come the Rams. 50 into LPW territory at the 47. Neely there taking that squib kick and putting the Rams in striking distance.
Yeah, Orkut that time stuck with it, made the tackle for LPW, and Haverling with an outstanding drive start here.
So never say never, but just when you think it's safe, here come the Rams again. But time not necessarily on their side. They got to do everything just about right.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And LPW just play sound defense here and try to, if Hamling's going to pick up a first down, keep the clock running.
Don't go anywhere. 6 minutes, 43 seconds to go. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Gage Thomas from the gun. They'll send a man in motion. That's Phoenix. Jet sweep around the left side. Cuts up inside. He's going to get met after a gain of 2 yards on the play. Inside the inside to the 44-yard line. It'll be second and 8.
Yeah, LPW will take that to, just keep the clock running and limit it to a short stop. And I would expect Haverling is going to go deep here at some point.
The wind has died down. If they're going to pass, this is the time to do it. Receiver to the right, one to the left from the eye. Thomas waits on the snap. Pass on the left side. First time we've seen that play today, and that's a gain for enough for the first down before going out of bounds at the 35-yard line on the reception there. Number 7, Colton Fleming.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to give him, obviously they're going to give him the first down, but I think they're going to...
for a first down, first and 10 Rams, ball.
I thought they were going to keep the clock running, but they're going to run the clock, so that's one good thing for LPW.
Under 6 minutes to go now. Ball from the 35-yard line of LPW. Here come the Rams again. Receiver to the right, one to the left. And Gage Thomas waits on the snap. Back to pass. Rushes on. He tries to throw it. Kind of a high ball up in the air, and it ain't going to be incomplete. He overthrew his receiver by about 7-8 yards.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. They had one Haverling player and then three LPW's defensive players waiting on that one. So they had that one well defensed. That looked like it was Kelly Sumaritsky. We're back there along with Justin Mann.
Second and 10, 5:36 to go with that incompletion stop on the clock.
They just can't afford to get, LPW just can't afford to get beat over the top. You got to make them earn the touchdown if they're going to get one.
Other than that long pass play, generally all season long, LPW has been excellent in pass protection. And back to pass. Thomas again throwing off his back foot. And it might be picked off or cut. Nope, he's not going to find the handle. It'll be incomplete. It'll be a third down now in 10.
Justin Mann on the pressure. Orchid on the cover.
Yeah, Orchid. I think he was trying to gauge where he was standing. He was close to the out of bounds and trying to catch the ball at the same time. Tough play. But third and long. So all of a sudden, Thomas's accuracy just not quite as accurate as he was earlier in the game.
Clock stop with 5:28 to go here. The Rams looking for something. Down by 14. Time to put it together. If they can put it together, they're going to send two receivers out to the right. One to the left. Thomas waits on the snap. Low snap. He's got it. He throws, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended for the receiver out in the flat.
Adams
couldn't quite find the handle on it, but it was a little far away from him, too.
Yeah, so three incompletions in a row for Thomas. And now it comes down to fourth and 10. And really, pretty much the ball game here for Haverly. If they want to pull it out, they need two scores and less than 6 minutes left. So they have to convert here.
Fourth down and 10 from the LPW 35-yard line. Receiver to the two receivers to the right, two to the left. It's Thomas in the backfield.
We all know you.
He goes out to talk to one of his receivers. Now he's back there again, waiting on the shotgun snap. Low snap, he's got it. And he got to throw quickly, and it's going to be almost picked off.
Thomas
in the secondary. So there you go. LPW take it over. And you know what? Three times now in these passing situations, Cade Sawierski's been around that ball.
Yeah, and LPW that time dialed up an all-out blitz, and they right up the middle, right in Thomas's face, so he really didn't have time to set and give LPW secondary credit that series for coming up with the change of or turnover on downs.
5:19 left. LPW wants to 8 clock and get out of town with a win. Talk about going the long way to get it if they end up with this victory, John.
Yep.
It was totally unexpected how this played out tonight. And it's a handoff there. Sumariski with a gain of pick up about 2 on the play.
Sumariski for a couple. Second and 8 for LPW.
Ball be marked at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, you expect LPW to be fairly conservative here and just hold on to the ball at all costs.
Yeah.
Try to pick up a couple first downs. And I think Haverling's used at least one timeout so far. So it's a couple first downs that really could potentially put the game away.
Second and 7, they're going to say, from the 38-yard line.
It went from 16 intros.
Clock moving here. LPW will be very deliberate in eating the clock.
Yeah, but Kessin and Olivier, so we went from like 6.
From the power T. Kelly waiting. And McIntyre. Nope, that is a handoff right up the middle, and that's going to be first down yardage for LPW there. Great carry on the play there. Didn't quite make out who's on the carry there.
Shelly on the carry.
Yeah, it was Aiden Shelly that time. Just barely gets the first down at the 45, so just what LPW dialed up there.
Game.
Coming down to 4 minutes to go here.
Yes, we need a
and a big first down.
4-2-3s. For 4-2.
LPW coming to the line.
Any of those combinations.
From their 45. And got a great carry by Shelly for another first down.
Shelly
right up the middle.
For
a minute there, it looked like Sumariski had it, but nope, right up the middle.
Yeah, Shelly that time, another first down, and keep the clock running. So LPW getting exactly what they want here. First downs, clock running, under 4 minutes. And really, like I say, just ball security at this point.
3:29 to go at the Haverling 45-yard line. And credit to the Rams. Talk about bringing their best these last 2 weeks. Finishing the season with a win and then throwing everything they got at LPW. Got a handoff off the left side there and a carry by McIntyre. And that's
going to
be about 4 yards on the play. Or
so another positive gain for LPW, and now under 3 minutes left. So LPW really on the verge for punching their ticket to next weekend and semifinal date.
We typically don't do a player of the game, but for my money tonight, McIntyre's been fantastic on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, McIntyre's played outstanding.
Second and seven now from the 42. And here we go. Hand off this time. That's Orchid, who's going to run for a first down inside the 35, down to about the 33-yard line. Good run.
Breaks tackles.
And that'll move the sticks.
Yeah, that's the third first down on this drive, so it's exactly what LPW ordered. I think maybe Haverling getting a little worn down defensively, and the situation at as you know, they could see what they had high hopes early on, 12-0 lead, then a 20-12 lead, and here in the second half, LPW showing their class here as the game has gone on.
Clock moving, 1:59 to go. As LPW will eat the last of this, and they're going to advance into the semis here. Orcutt on another carry. He changes direction. Nice job there, and he breaks the tackle. Now he's down, headed down the left sideline. Still on his feet, the 10, down to the 5. Orcutt turns nothing into absolutely something. A great run of about 28 yards.
Yeah, Orcutt that time just kind of went over the right side, then reverse field, and found a lot of green space and showed a good speed going down the left side. And we'll see if, minute 30 and change here. I'm not sure if they'll. No, it looks like we're going to get a timeout.
You know, as even if LPW was to add a score here now, it still wouldn't reflect how close this game was, how surprising this game has been.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. There was times here where it looked very iffy for LPW, but they showed their poise. They had a lot of leadership here and a lot of success over the years. Even though they haven't won the sectionals in a couple of years, you know, they're used to success. They're used to having the winning here, and they just really just kept at it this evening. And just a 127 from heading to the semifinals. They would host the semifinal game next week, probably against East Rochester Ganana. Be a rematch of the game from last weekend. East Rochester Ganana is the 3 seed. Hornell, Arport Candice Riga is the 6 seed. So LPW being the number 2 seed would have the home game next week.
It's next week. For LPW, it's playing a game that they're more known for next week. Button up the mistakes, try to clean up the penalties a little bit, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I think it should. If it's especially if it is East Rochester Ganana, that should be a heck of a game, because we played a real close one last weekend. It looks like we're going to get victory formation here.
What a quick strike offense ER Ganana is. That's going to be a really interesting game if that is the case here. With 1:22 to go and from victory formation, so things are finishing up here.
Second goal.
And we mentioned how it's in the sectionals this year, at least in the C's and the D's, they have them basically split up, like the one bracket plays tonight, the other bracket plays tomorrow. And so the East Rochester Ganana Hornell Arkport Candice Riga game is going on right now, so there's no advantage for either team to have like an extra day or anything.
As they get ready to do this, John, maybe summarize the second half here for us.
Yeah, so the second half, it was Haverling's striking first, the 15-yard TD run by Finas, and the extra, or this 2-point conversion good that made the score 20-12. And then it was Jack McIntyre with a 35-yard touchdown run. McIntyre with a 2-point conversion that tied it at 23 minutes left in the third quarter. Then here in the fourth quarter, Caden Sumariski with the 11-yard TD run. Jake McIntyre, the 2-point conversion, 28-20. And then McIntyre with a 51-yard TD run. And the final score, LPW 34 and Haverling 20.
Amazing job by LPW to keep the composure and take care of the business at hand and get a win. When kudos to Haverling. Wow, the last 2 weeks, what they've been able to conjure up, they've done a great job. It just didn't work out for them.
Yeah, outstanding effort, as you said, by Haverling, and they really left nothing behind. They just played their hearts out, but LPW was just a little bit better, and the LPW stopped making the mistakes and. you know, that like the muffed punt there here in the third quarter, and that was a big play too.
So LPW have a home game next week. We'll tell you the when and where as soon as we know what that is. But that is going to do it here from Warsaw High School. 34-20 the final score. Thanks to Peter Beardsley back at the station doing an amazing job as always. And for John Carlson, I am Jimmy Jam wishing you a happy Halloween and good night.
Tonight's Section 5 football game was brought to you by SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hart's Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia. Reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics. Start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edelrock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. And by Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. To hear the replay of the game, go to WCJW.com. Select Section 5 Sports in the tab and click Football. Your home for high school sports is Western New York's CJ Country.